Good morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. Welcome you to our service this morning. We are happy that you have chosen to worship with us today. You know, we get to celebrate Easter on Sunday every year, but we don't get to have Christmas on Sunday very often, so it's a special opportunity today to celebrate the birth of Christ. I want to also extend a thank you to those who helped last night with the cleanup. As you know, we had a burst pipe last night and quite a mess here at the church, and so those men that were here last night, thank you very much for your work with getting things cleaned up and making it so that we could be here this morning. This morning we will just have this worship service. We do not have Sunday school today, no youth group tonight, no Club Rock this week. That will not resume until January 11th when school is back in session. But you will also note in your bulletin that next Sunday morning, as part of our worship service, Andrew and Marissa Elliott will be here, and Andrew will be giving a brief update during our worship service about what's going on with them at Frontier. We will not have Sunday school again next week, as it is New Year's Day. Do we have any other announcements today? All right, our call to worship this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Good morning again, and Merry Christmas. If you will take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 133. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please, either in your hymn books or up on the screen. Number 133, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, then second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, the newborn King.
If you'll take time to greet one another and wish each one a Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
Again, we want to extend a greeting, and it's our time together on this Christmas morning. It's our time for prayer requests and praises. Again, echoing what Pastor Jason said, a huge thank you to those that came in, especially our deacons. There was a lot of things that weren't fun, but we are grateful that when the pipe burst, it wasn't days, but maybe hours. Someone did say there are probably easier ways than shampooing the carpet on Christmas Eve, but it was grateful for everyone was able to find shop vacs. We had hoses here because a lot of that stuff gets put away for the winter. But I'm grateful for those that came and were able to have service today. A couple of items for prayer. Brad Belke's dad passed away this Wednesday. And we'll be praying for the Belke family. Family was able to be around him. Also, Sandy Sievertson and Kathy Heason's mom, Nancy, her time on this earth is drawing to a close. And so Sandy has been by her mom's side, especially with the weather. Not many of the family are able to come. So I know she would appreciate prayer, and we'll continue to pray for Kyle Heyer and the path that he is on, as well as others that are dealing with cancer. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Nancy. An addendum with Sandy Sievertson's, just that her mom's, she would go quickly. It's been at least a month since she's been on hospice. But her time is drawn to a close, and I know when we see loved ones pass on that we'd like it to be peaceful and that their pain and suffering would be ended. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John. So John's dad has gotten out of the hospital, and is the Mary house, would that be kind of a transition? But that's good to hear that he's got his strength back. He's getting there. But it's a step and it's a process. Glad to hear that. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Noah. Noah's great-grandmother 103, but she doesn't know Christ. So we will pray that through this Christmas and the witness of others that she would come to know Christ. And we know through the Bible that the thief on the cross could be saved at the last minute. God's arm is not too short to reach out for salvation. So we will pray for, and her first name. Gigi Ma, okay. Any other prayer? Ernie.
My brother Vernon had surgery on his esophagus several days ago. It's my understanding the surgery did not go as well as anticipated. He cannot speak fluidly. He cannot swallow. His doctor wants anyone for tube feeding. He refused that.
Okay. So we have been praying for Ernie's brother Vernon with the health issues that he has had. He had surgery on his esophagus this week, and it didn't go as well as they were anticipating and hoping. And he is one of the things that they are needing to do is feed him through a tube, and he is refusing that. So we will pray for Ernie and your witness to your brother and for Vernon and his family. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, Sherry.
For those that like to stay, there is good eating
So just a heads up that there is fellowship time after. If you were tired of being in your tractor for a couple of days or a truck, being in the county truck, we do thank our county workers and our emergency staff. I know yesterday when the pipes burst, Tom was on a transfer to Sioux Falls. So they were still operating, and a huge thank you to them. But we are going to have fellowship time. So there are treats and snacks and enjoy around a cup of coffee and then enjoy the church family. So any other prayer requests? Yeah, Lori. Definite. As an ag-based community, we are very sensitive to our ranchers, especially those trying to find cattle and being out and working in this. I know some have gotten stuck quite a ways away from access roads, and so we will pray for safety. And with all the snow, we know when the wind comes up, it's all back to square one, so... Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate today, it is the conjoining of the day, a Sunday, that your Son rose from the dead, and it is the Sunday that we celebrate his birth. We know that in time, the exact date has been lost to history, but we have chosen today, and there's very good likelihood that the wise men came on this day to bring, in a sense, the first Christmas presents. And so, Father, we also celebrate the birth of our Savior, that he came, and we know, understand his mission was to seek and to save those who are lost. It is easy as a culture and as around the world that those who are familiar with Christianity to celebrate the innocence of a baby. But we know that that baby is God of very God and man of very man. And he grew and at the age of 33 gave his life for us. Father, it also is beyond our understanding that your Son would choose to empty himself of so much to come as a human baby that is fully in need of being cared for. That is the paradox of Christianity. The creator of this world had to be dependent upon his creation. And Father, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us, and get to do that together as a church family. Father, we are grateful for all the help yesterday in with the pipe bursting and the ability to get things cleaned up to have service today. We thank you for the service of our church officers and our church family. Father, we lift up those that are going through some significant health needs. Some have even in the passing of loved ones. Father, I pray for the Bilkey family, for Brad and his family of through this time of year, again, grateful for the hope that we have in Christ. We pray for Sandy Severson's mom, Nancy, and that you would call her home soon. And as the grief is real, we thank you that hope comes alongside and that in our grief, you are there. Father, we lift up those that are dealing with cancer and significant health issues. We pray for Kyle Heyer and the path that he has found himself on. We ask for healing and for wisdom for the doctors. We also are grateful that John's dad has made it out of the hospital and in the next step that you would continue to strengthen him and heal him. We pray for Ernie's brother Vernon that you would touch his heart, draw him to yourself. And I pray for Ernie that as a brother, concerned as family, but also with what eternity may hold. So, Father, I pray you give him wisdom as he talks with his brother and walks this path with him as well. Father, we are grateful for the gospel message, and we know you've placed those around us that do not know. I pray for Noah's great-grandmother that as she celebrates 103 years, that you would draw her to yourself. May, as Scripture says, today be the day of salvation. Thank you for Noah's concern for his great-grandmother, and you place others on our hearts to remind us that the mission isn't done, that you tell us that the whole world will hear, and we are a part of being salt and light and going and telling. Father, we pray for our area. We have prayed for moisture, and you have sent it, but we pray for those that are having to be out in it, for our ranchers and their livestock, that you would assist through this time for their equipment and this cold and how well things will quickly deteriorate. We pray that you would give them wisdom and patience. Father, we thank you for our emergency services and our county and state workers that have been out trying to get roads open and the long hours they put in. We just pray for them behind the wheel and safety for rescuing others that have been out stranded. Father, we also pray for this time of year with travel, that you give safety even all those that are traveling in the area. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us and for the missionaries that we have been called to come alongside of. We pray for CEF and the preparations for their winter retreat. We also pray for those missionaries that are serving around the world that are away from family and friends, ministering to the cultures and communities you've called them to. We lift up our world and we pray for Ukraine and the war there. We pray for your church as it is your representatives, that you would protect them and help them in their witness to their neighbors, being your hands and feet to those in need. And Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. We ask that you would bless those that give, that you would use these offerings for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. We welcome you here this morning. We're glad that you're here. Merry Christmas. I know some of us are probably glad to get out of the house as we've been a little snowbound with the weather. Yes, some of us are glad to be home. We're glad that you made it home. I'm glad that I wasn't stuck on the road like some. But again, we're grateful for the rescue crews, emergency services, and those that are out risking themselves to save others that aren't that couldn't make it through. But I did choose this morning I did choose a few medleys, we're gonna call them. Have a little bit more singing time than we normally do. I thought it would be appropriate, being as it, you know, it's Christmas. We don't have Sunday school. We don't have to cut into anybody's time this morning. So let's stand and worship a little this morning. People are really good at taking multiple songs and blending them together. Once in a while, they're called a medley. And with some of the newer stuff, I guess they can call it a mashup or whatever. But you know, but they fit well together. And we can't not sing this song today because it's Christmas.
The stars in the sky look down.
Christmas, for the gift of your Son, for loving us enough to send him, for his willingness to come as a baby, to be born in a manger and live a perfect life so that we might have our sins forgiven. Be with us now as we look into your word, as we look into the account of Christmas. Pray that we would be attentive to what you'd have us receive this morning. In Jesus' name,